Hello, my name is William Lewis Humbuckle Jr. Thank you for listening to the Keep It Your Real podcast, where we give real answers for real issues. Today's podcast is titled Breaking Free. Are you struggling financially? Is there issues, you know, in your pocketbook? Each month, are you having to try to figure out, well, I don't have enough money? Raise your hand if you've been there. I can raise my hand. I've been there without enough money. And one of the things about this podcast I want you to listen to is that there's a reason. Whether it's the environment, whether it's our mind, what we do, way we live, it's a reason why sometimes we have issues with our finances. And there's also a way to break free. Check out this podcast.
Is our mission here to help people and to help people live better lives? And one of the main struggles that I see is finances. One of the main things that I see when you see loan stores, payday loan stores, not enough low income assistance, is that people are struggling over and over and over and over again. It's a cycle. How's all this stuff set up? Well, what if I told you that it's a trap? What if I told you that you were being set up, you were being entrapped to keep you bound, to keep you in debt, to keep you in lack? And just like the movie The Matrix, you can have the red pill and go back to living your life the same way, or you can get the green pill and have your eyes open to truth. You want to stay the same? You want to learn something different? Well, if you continue viewing on, I believe you took the green pill and you want something different in life. So, I got some notes on my phone. So if I go back and look down, it's because I'm looking at my phone. Technology, you gotta love it. All right, so right now, we're talking about being enslaved financially. You know, one of the things when we look back to the times where people actually were enslaved, one of the things was that kept people bound, that kept people in bondage, was their environment, the places they lived. They wanted to keep certain things from slaves just so they could stay slaves, stay productive to a system, but not advance themselves. Does this sound a little familiar? You're productive, you have job, you have money, you get income, but you're not advancing yourself because sometimes the environments that we live, the environments that you live, does not educate you, does not teach you, does not give you the opportunities to get out and to be free. Your environment. When you look at the stores in your environment, are they designed for you to gain, or are they designed to take from you? The pawn shops in the areas, are they designed for you to get ahead, or are they designed for it to keep you in bondage? Are there little convenience stores where food is three times the price? Is it designed for you to get ahead, or is it designed for you to stay in bondage? Are there any investment companies, investment firms in your neighborhood? Is it designed to keep you in bondage, or designed for you to be free? A lot of times we look at neighborhoods and lower economic areas, you know, we see buildings that does not say, oh, I'm successful. We see educational systems that doesn't say, oh, let's promote success. We see, you know, restaurants and food that doesn't say, We want you to go forward. We want you to be success. We see these things there. We see these businesses there to keep you at a certain place, to keep you from dreaming big, to keep you from growing, to keep you from investing, to keep you at a certain place, at a certain level. Even the people that live in those environments, they're not necessarily always speaking, you can go ahead, you can achieve, you can invest and have opportunities for tomorrow. So the first thing I want you to look at and start thinking about, things that's keeping you down, things that could be keeping you enslaved, is your environment. Does it promote you for success? You know, when I look at some other neighborhoods, they may call it the upper economic neighborhoods, the restaurants are different. The investment companies are there. You know, just all the big firms, Merrill Lynch, you know, E-Trade, all these big companies, they cater to these neighborhoods. Even the jobs of these neighborhoods, they cater. Let me help you get ahead. Let me help you make more. Let me help you negotiate to have a better life for you and your family. The whole neighborhood and the whole environment is saying, let me help you be more successful. Then we got other neighborhoods that people are just trying to make it. Maybe not everybody wants to see another person do well or get ahead. All these things is there designed to keep you at a place. So, the reason why I'm telling you this is so you can have your eyes open, have your mind open, in an environment you live, branch out, reach out, go to different things, get a different mindset. Because what I'm trying to tell you, the one thing about when people were enslaved, the one thing they tried to keep, the one thing that your environments try to keep you, and I'm gonna give you the secret on how to change, your mind. If they can enslave your mind, if they can make you think you can never do better, if you can feel like you can never get ahead, if you feel like this is it, this is all I can do, when you can break free in your mind and think, I can have a good paying job, think, I can invest for the future, think, I can be debt free, think, I can have a better tomorrow, when you can free your mind and realize that these things are available to you. People are doing it all the time. Just because if you look in certain areas and everything you see is ghetto, doesn't mean everybody in the world is ghetto. Get out. Go. Free your mind. Hang out in these environments. See what's going on. Free your mind. And as your mind goes, and as your mind free, free your thoughts. Free your mouth. Free your speech. Get free. We're free physically, but let's be free mentally. Let's be free, let's think free, and let's get an environment and change our minds, and let's start thinking on the terms of being successful and being financially free. So once you get that in your mind, I know you want to say, well, how can I do it? I see it, I think I can. I know all these things is there. How do I get there? Well, I'm glad you asked. We here have many tools here. You can get our Financial Freedom course, 9 Laws That Create Wealth course. Also, read books, read financial books, read and gain financial vocabulary and literacy. And these things can help you get out of that enslavement mindset and get to a free mindset, because I'm just here to tell you, you can be free.